Blog Talk Radio.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is
the reason. Here we are on this Tuesday afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m. here in Cincinnati. I'm your host, Noah Reisenfeld, here on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live. We'll not be having an ENN in the afternoon show for a while as my brother's out at camp. It's a great day for baseball, ladies and gentlemen. We've got games all around the league and lots of things going on. I'm very excited and just ecstatic the way we've been doing. And you guys are the ones that make this possible and you're helping us out. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time you guys have been listening to us, so we got a couple of distinguished callers and people that listen a lot. Top of the lineup for today's show, I was actually not aware that the Colorado Rockies were going to trade Troy Tulowitzki. He was actually, this morning was a done deal. Troy Tulowitzki is on his way to Toronto. They're going to take on a net value of over $52 million over the lifetime of the guaranteed deals and everything. And, you know, Tulowitzki is going to earn $20 million annually in salary through the 2019 season. He's also owed $14 million in 2020 and has a club option for $15 million in 2021. Troy's doing not too bad for himself. Reyes is actually set to earn more than that. For 2016, he's set to earn $22 million and also the same in 2017 and a $4 million buyout on a $22 million club option for 2018. They also got Hawkins. He's earning $2.25 million and has said this will be his final season. He will play for the Colorado Rockies, obviously. Longtime shortstop for the Rockies, Troy Tulowitzki, again, traded to the Toronto Blue Jays. Well, that's one of my top stories today. We got our guest, as always. Here we are on. He's always on. He's always with us. That's Charlie Vassalero. Hey, Charlie, how are you?
I'm well, Noah. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Seems like you're on our show every day. We love, absolutely love having you on our show. And so what are your understandings about the Troy Tulowitzki trade?
Well, I'm not surprised at all by it. I mean, they were trying to shop him before the season started, but they weren't getting what they wanted in return. This looks almost like an even swap, kind of. I mean, you're giving up some big numbers with Tulowitzki, but he's been injury-prone the last couple of years, and his contract is heavily loaded on the back end. It looks like they're trying to dump some of that. For the time being, they're going to be paying Reyes at least what they were paying Tulowitzki for a couple of years anyway. And then, then at the end, like I said, Tulowitzki's contract runs a little bit longer than Reyes's, so they do get to dump that salary. As far as the Blue Jays are concerned, they're still in the hunt. You know, they're in the hunt for the wild card and possibly the division. They're seven games back, which most of the teams in the AL East are right around in that same range right now. So I think that it's an upgrade for them right now. It gives them a little shot. Let's see what, you know, sometimes when a guy changes towns like that, change of scenery, sparks him. You know, Tulowitzki is an impact player. And I think the Blue Jays made the deal because they're hoping he's going to have an immediate impact. The Rockies don't have any chance of making it this year. They get Reyes now, and they pay him the same they were paying Tula for a couple of years. But I don't know what it does for the Rockies. I think the trades probably does more for the Blue Jays. They also picked up Hawkins, who, you know, is a good guy to have down the stretch as well.
Right, he is. With Tulo and everything, I really think, honestly, the Rockies they didn't do terrible in this trade either.
Well, I mean, I guess not, but I mean, I don't think it has any kind of immediate impact for him, except for the fact that they get to dump that salary mostly. I'm not sure where the Rockies are going. It's been a while since they've been any kind of serious contenders, so I really
right.
don't know where they're going just now. But
yeah, and I agree. They really aren't doing absolutely great right now. You know, they're sitting pretty low in their division, and that's something else I'd love to talk about. I know you went to the Orioles game last night, and I mean talking about the Rockies, they're last in their division. They're 42-55, and their winning percentage is honestly it's terrible at .433, and they're 12.5 games back. But they are actually in probably, in my opinion, one of the most competitive divisions in the NL West, and most arguably baseball, not just National League, and in the American League also included.
You know, they did pick up a handful of prospects in the deal too. I didn't mention that. So there's
right.
There's the idea that they are obviously in a rebuilding mode, and this
correct.
Is a move towards the future. You know, sometimes fans don't know what direction their team is going in, but I think it's obvious where the Rockies are going, and it's possible they might let Carr go too. You know, they might have to, you know, completely clean house and start all over again.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, I mean, there's a lot of teams trying to do that. The Phillies are doing that. I mean, you see a lot of these lower teams that are not really doing hot this year. The Phillies, the Rockies, the Brewers. I mean, you could even throw them there. I mean, the Athletics. I really don't think they're in the point of a rebuilding. I really just think they're having a tough year. They have some injuries, and I really think they have a tough year. And just like the Cincinnati Reds are having a tough year, they're in the process of also rebuilding too. They're kind of trying to clean house a little bit. The Indians are not doing too shabby. They're not doing too great. The Red Sox are another example, are just not having a great year. I know I spoke with you the other day about a team that that most people wouldn't suspect at the beginning of the season to be in the chase, and I really think that the New York Mets are pretty shocking. They're only two games behind the Nationals, and from what it looks like right now, they could go one game or even better by the time they. Get down to the last couple games homestand, and what do you think about that?
Well, I do think the Mets pitching is going to keep them in the race for a while, and obviously they're still close in the division. The wild card's going to be tough in the National League. The Pirates and Giants are pretty good teams, and I got a feeling it's going to be they were the wild card teams last year. Now the Giants could also take the West.
Right.
The Mets the Mets have a shot of the wild card too. I'm not going to discount that. I think right now their best shot looks like the division. The Nats just don't seem to be able to pull away. I do like the Juan Uribe acquisition for the Mets, and I don't think
right.
they're done. I think they're actually going to make a little push here. I don't know how much money they got to spend, but they're going to pick up something because they know they're in the race. And
I
think you can do about another Nats trade. They did pick up Tyler Clippard, the reliever, the other day from Oakland, who's a great setup man. And their bullpen was a little shaky lately. They've had a couple of issues out there. So they've shored up where they need to a little bit. They still could use some more bat, of course. Justin Upton is out there. There's rumors about him going to the Orioles, which would be a good move for the Orioles. They do need a little power as well. But the Mets were also mentioned in those rumors. Upton could end up in Baltimore or New York.
Right, and I do know that about that. So I noticed you in that statement. You said something about the Giants taking the West. They're a half game behind the Dodgers right now. Do you not think the Dodgers are a good big competitor with them, or what's your opinion?
I think it's the Dodgers' division to lose, but the Giants have a way of playing ball at the best times. They save their best for the last. You've seen it in 3 of the last 5 years when they've won the World Series. They know how to pour it on. They are a pennant race team. They are a postseason team.
They are.
You know, if they pick up Cole Hamels, which is a possibility, then I would say that their rotation is almost right there with the Dodgers. The Dodgers obviously have perhaps, I don't know if it's the best rotation, but it's close. I mean, with Greinke and Kershaw, that's about as good a 1-2 as you're going to see. But I do think that the addition of Hamels could put the Giants over the top. I just think the Giants have better team chemistry than the Dodgers, too. The Dodgers seem to be a dysfunctional bunch for some reason.
I agree. I think they will end up falling apart. Not terribly, but close enough to where they make the postseason. I think possibly as a wild card. I think the Dodgers claim that second spot in the wild card, and they are going to play the Pirates in the wild card game. Best just go for it in one person. Let's go over to the American League for a little bit. Yankees, they're doing not too bad. They're 7 games ahead of your Orioles, and they, of course, A-Rod last night hitting his, I don't think, know if it was last night, but he hit his 24th home run, and they're 8-2 in their last 10. They've got a winning streak of 3 right now, and so do the Orioles. Hopefully the Orioles can do something about that. What do you have to say about the AL East?
Well, I, the beginning of the season, I would have thought the Orioles were the favorite to win the division. I still think they look good on paper. I thought they looked better than the Yankees on paper. I did not expect A-Rod to bounce back from a year off the way he has.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Not my favorite player, but he's having a fantastic year. Teixeira is playing well. They've gotten some good pitching. The Andrew Miller deal, you know, that I dreaded that when the Orioles lost Miller and he ended up on the Yankees. I had a feeling that was going to be a factor in the pennant race later. I figured that Andrew Miller was going to be saving games against the Orioles, and every one of those I count twice, once for them and one other, and a win for them and a loss for us, or a save for them and a loss for us counts twice, because those were games I think he could have won for us or saved for us. So
right.
that was a brutal blow. There is still plenty of time, not a whole lot of time. But there's plenty of time here. The Orioles look like they're on a little bit of a roll. They've gotten some great pitching lately. I saw Kevin Gausman last night here in Baltimore. He was spectacular.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, he was lights out. He was throwing 98 miles an hour. Yeah, late in the game. You know, if he can continue, I know he hasn't been that consistent, but if that's something he can lock into now down the stretch. Chen's been excellent. Gonzalez has been good. Tillman's good. It's a pretty good rotation. Oddly enough, the bats have kind of flown south on them since the break. They could use another bat. I think Upton might be the answer. I don't know, but I'm not giving up on the Orioles yet.
Oh no, and it's not even. I don't even think it's at that point where it's done deal that the Yankees take that division. I do think that the Orioles are very very assured. I think they will get that wild card spot. Are they good in that situation, or what's going on?
I don't know if I would jump to that conclusion. Though I mean, there's still a handful of teams in front of them, and you got to look at Houston, you got to look at Minnesota. And until the Orioles show that they can compete with them, I mean, there are a few games. They're 3 games behind Minnesota in the loss column, and they are 4 games behind Houston in the loss column. So there's some ground to pick up there. Also, hovering right around the same spot with them, you've got Toronto and Tampa in the same division.
Correct.
Detroit, I suppose. It's really, there's so many teams in the pack right now that I could not guarantee a wild card spot for the Orioles. I think they got to take it one game at a time and just try and stay in the race in their division and let the chips fall where they may as far as the wild card is concerned. So,
correct, and I do agree with that. And And looking at the AL Central, I really do think the Royals are going to pull away with that division. Just now acquiring Johnny Cueto a couple days ago, and also a very competitive division in the AL West. I know we talked about the NL West actually being very competitive. The AL West is not so terrible either. Their lowest is the Athletics with being 12 games back. Sitting at 44-56 at an average of 440 winning percentage, and the Angels are one game ahead of the Astros. I know I spoke to you. I really thought the Astros were also gonna. I also thought that they were gonna pull away, but doesn't look like it now. The Angels are ahead of them and sitting at 55-43 above 500, and so are the Astros. What are your opinions on the AL West?
The Astros were a fun surprise team. I did not know how long they would be able to sustain what they were doing. I think that, the Angels in the past couple of years have been underachievers, but now they're playing up to their abilities. I think what Trout's doing is amazing, and he's ignited the rest of the team around him. They're playing some very exciting ball right now. And I have a feeling they're going to outdistance the Astros. If the Astros do make a wild card spot, that's still a fantastic accomplishment for a team, a young team like that, that people didn't really see coming. But I am going to go with the Angels in the West.
Yeah, and I really didn't ask you what your opinion on the AL Central is with the Royals, the Twins, the Tigers, and the White Sox, and the Indians. What is your...
I think the Royals are the best bet in the whole league, I think, to win the pennant. They seem very hungry. They had a taste of success last year, and they really liked it. You can see it in to a man. I love the way that team plays ball. They have a very energetic squad, and obviously we talked about this the other day, the addition of Cueto. Their staff is solid top to bottom.
It is.
They're getting timely contributions. It's a young, hungry team. I think the sky is the limit for the Royals.
Yeah, and I agree. We'll like I said yesterday, we'll be sitting here in October talking about who's where, and hopefully the Orioles are in there right with them.
Yeah, I hope so too, Noah. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, Charlie. Thank you for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Charlie Vassalero, author of At the Ballpark, a Fan's Companion. Kevin O'Malley and Charlie Vassalero. You can go to their Facebook page, right, Charlie, At the Ballpark, or contact Charlie directly at Charlie Vassalero on Facebook. Charlie, anything you'd like out?
Yeah, you can also find the book at afanscompanion.com.
Right. That's great. And Charlie, I really, really, really do appreciate you coming on the show today, and I really think that it was great having you on again, of course, and we look forward to having you on. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Charlie Vassalero. He's the author of At the Ballpark, a Fan's Companion, him and Kevin O'Malley. Kevin O'Malley is the illustrator. And Charlie, we appreciate you, and my good friend Charlie, have a great day.
Thank you. You bet. Bye.
Thank you, Charlie. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Charlie Vassalero, author of book, and he's doing great. At back to the talk about the pennant race. Charlie definitely knows what he's talking about. At the Ballpark, he wrote that book. It's a children's book based off of just things going around at the stadium. Back to the Troy Tulowitzki trade, Rocky's trading him today. He's traded to the Blue Jays, and I really think that he is set to earn $20 million in through the 2019 season every year. I really do think that the Rockies are in a rebuilding stage. They do have a good shot in the future, and I really do think there's things to come for the Colorado Rockies. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back right after this. I'm your host, Noah Risenfeld, here on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live. We'll be back after this ad by Arby's.
Arby's has an agreement to feature their good friend Pepsi in 2 commercials a year. Well, Arby's messed up and forgot about the 2nd commercial. So here it is. Pepsi. Cool, refreshing, and goes great with Arby's sandwiches and other Arby's foods. Arby's, we have Pepsi.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here on Cincinnati Sports Talk Live with me, your host, Noah Rosenfeld, just got off the air, Charlie Vassalero. Great day for baseball here in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the studios of Cincinnati Sports Talk Live. I'm your host, and you can call in right now and win some exclusive prizes. You'll find out what that is if you call in right now, and you can answer this trivia question. Who is the person to hit the last hit in Cleveland Indians Stadium? If you can answer that, you can win an exclusive prize. Or if you can answer this, who caught the last out of the 1990 World Series for the Cincinnati Reds? You call in right now and we'll give you some exclusive prizes. Trust me, you want these. So call in right now. The number is 323-870-4058. Again, the number is 323-870-4058. We're back here on live talk with me, your host, Noah Rosenfeld, and just talking about the pennant race and everything. The leading division, I really do think it's pretty much set for most divisions. I really think the AL West has got some ways to go with their pennant race. Orioles, they're not bad. Just the Yankees are having an absolute pull-out year. In the AL Central, Royals. 8 games ahead of the Twins. I really think that's a issue. I really do think Royals will pull away. Cardinals, same thing. Cardinals will pull away, and same with the Dodgers. Ladies and gentlemen, in the NL East, the Nationals 2 games ahead of the Mets. The Mets are hanging in there, hanging on by a thread. Really, really are, and I really think they do have a great, great chance of doing something big. And hopefully go take on those Nationals and our nation's capital. Ladies and gentlemen, for everyone here, I'm your host, Noah Rosenfeld. Great to have you listening today, and with our great friend, Charlie Vassalero. Thank you. From Cincinnati, Ohio, it's Tuesday, July 28th. It's about 1:30 p.m. I'm your host, checking out, Noah Rosenfeld. Have a great day.